What's up, my little grease babies? Hey, oh, wayward wanderers, it's your boy, Big Bumble Bali, from that grease valley radio. The greasiest valley in the whole broken world. You're not gonna find anyone greasier, I guarantee you that shit. And today, we're bringing you a questing episode, a whole episode to explain how questing's working. Some people are still coming out of their sky blimps and they're wondering, how am I supposed to make freaking food? How am I supposed to get famous? How am I supposed to get a place to stay? Well, here's how it is. Listen to the questisode and you'll know what's up. Ayo! We got the where, the how, the loot, the adventure, the fame, everything you could want from questing, all the questions you have about questing, I'm gonna bring it to you. May, you might be wondering, hey, what's this dude with this, like, pin on his chest, and it says shit tier, and he's walking into my town, and I'm thinking, what the fuck is this guy? Oh, he's a little quester. He's just a quester, and he's defeating the local beetle bears and keeping the loot boys out. They're doing their part, and you know, some of them are mega hyper famous legendary questers, like the hyper diamond tier Kesbin Gladen. Kesbin Gladen, defeater of the gun train. I mean, no one could stop that man, and he's a household name for many. So, you know, you might want to educate yourself on some questing, and I'm here to help you out. So stick around for some great questing opportunities straight to you from the Grease Valley Radio. Ayo! Yo, 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 yo! So let's get to some questing. People are asking, what is this? What even is a quest? What would you want a quest for? Well, let's just start with questing was inspired by TTRPGs. Now, that's an age-old tradition. It's been done since the old era where money existed. It was way popular, and now you walk into a bar, you're gonna see 3 to 5 tables playing their different, you know, Rats and Rivers or City Scavenger Simulator. It's a kind of training, and back then, you know, it was a good way to express yourself and get those creative vibes out there. You know, old ones like the GURPS and the Dungeons and Dragons and the Dungeon Crawls, you know, I preferred 4E, if you know what I mean. 5E was okay. But, or Monster Stomper, all the good stuff. But nowadays, it's more like a training technique, and you train for quests because in real life, you could quest for food or loot or housing or friends or just any shit you're looking for. If you need something, do a quest for it. So let me bring you a quick quest explanation of what's going on with all of it. And basically, it revolves around tiers. Now, tier decides how good they are and what kind of jobs they're best for and who would hire you. And now, they're all gonna start as baby tier. All the baby tier little babies, they start there and they move up, and it's not like climbing a ladder, it's more like going up a tree and climbing through the tree's branches and finding what you're best at and what accommodates you. You know, there's some great people out there who could find anything or heal people's wounds or, you know, throw an axe so hard that it comes back as a shield to them. That's like a Chorgon tier, man. I've heard of people who could shoot a billion arrows at once. There's a dude who sat in a gun chair and it just do. You don't mess with a man in a gun chair. And they all find their ranks, like the Elder tier or Rosewood tier or Silver tier or Bug tier. And they do anything from delivering packages to defeating the local threats, like a beetle bear or a night prowler or loot boys coming into your way. And you know, they could even scavenge ancient cities and find ancient hidden loot that you had lost like 15 years ago, and they'll go through the city, they'll fight the big bads, and they'll get to that loot for you. And then, you know, you give them like a bunch of batteries or internet cards or a bunch of monster drinks, a bunch of energies, you know what I mean? But how do you get a quest to begin begin with, and it's through Quest Co-op. And I know most people are gonna say, whoa, Quest Co, I remember them before Money Stop. They like paid people to do like these really menial jobs, and it kind of just like went into slavery issues because they started saying, hey, live here, and hey, like, do all this stuff for us, and if you do, well, you're already signed our contract, so you gotta stay here, you can't leave. Quest Co-op is a cooperative organization that formed after Money Stopped, and kind of same goals, but more just oriented of helping people get what they need and helping other people survive through the wastelands. Now, they do it through guilds. They have local guild camps that set up outside of big towns or outside of just like in between a bunch of small towns, and you could go to the guild camp and you could submit quests, you could find questers there, and once you submit a quest, they'll send out the quest to any quester that is in that tier or around that tier and who are suited for the job. And understand, big quests equal big rewards, big resources. You gotta bring in the big resource if you want the big results, or else you're gonna end up five little babies going, wah! With five shit tier little goons running around trying to stop a ravenous bear. This guy's a bard of greater reasoning, and he's going, stop, don't hurt, please, give me loot, please. He ain't getting no loot from that bear. Let me tell you right now, that beetle bear gonna run right through him. But you know, there's legendary questers out there too, like the gold nose tier bog bear. Bog bear can find anything in just about a day or two. He's great at what he does, but there's also the million shot tier that belongs to Four Finger Phil, the android supreme, who just kind of is like the quickest of the quick in the West. No one's quicker than Four Finger Bill. He's got four fingers and eight arms. This man's can shoot little guns out of each finger. He's amazing. But you got people in like the red tier, the donkey tier, the silver tier. They're all working up to their different goals. You got the holy wine tier. And they all serve different purposes, and shit tier people serve their purpose too. You know, they're useful. You could send them to fight the rad rats in your basement, or deliver a cake, or train your armor goats to hop over rivers. They can't hop over rivers by themselves. They gotta have that training so they could carry your shit across the river. And you know, don't underpay your questers, man. Last underpaid quester I knew turned into a big bad. Oh no, I don't need any more big bads in my valley. Hell, not like Mark Shootgun, danger. Oh, don't even say his name around me anymore. Ugh. So yeah, if you want something, put in a quest. It's an age-old tradition. Think of it. People want things so other people do things so they could get what they want. I'll give you shit if you do things for me. This is just kind of how the world works. So, ayo, that's questing. Let me bring you a quest right here, right now. It's an easy quest. Anyone could do it. And it's a local Grease Valley Radio one. Hey, yo, so stick around to you. Yeah, so I've got an easy tier quest that I'm bringing right to you, and it's Farmer Gibson. It's from the squirrel Farmer Gibson. He's coming banging on my door going, hey, Bolly, I see you talking in your little box, your little green box, but you're not talking about the squirrels. Where are the squirrels? What are hunting my squirrels? So, what's hunting the squirrels? Now, firstly, a squirrel farm is a farm in which a bunch of squirrels live on, and they'll harvest a bunch of nuts into all the trees, and then Farmer Gibson will go through and collect all the nuts, and he feeds them protein paste and all the yummy yummies that they need, and then he turns all the nuts into grease or fruit or whatever anyone needs. So, ayo, support your local squirrel farmer, and, you know, he's saying that he could hear something at night. He's saying he has a suspicion of what it is. He says he wakes up in the late middle of the night to hear a train horn. It goes, he hears it in his backyard. There are no trains in this entire valley. And he hears one like once a week, every night apparently. And he says he looks out his little broken window and he can see a scaly beast the size of a greasy ass Suburban in his backyard and is creeping through his orchards, and he's saying it's eating all the squirrels and it's munching them all up. Now, me personally, I'm thinking it's more like one of the grease dogs, you know what I mean? The fucking grease dogs, local hooligan gang who goes around now and chump change. One of their higher up leaders. I'm thinking he's orchestrating this. He's making them dress up and they go through and they steal all the nuts at night, and the squirrels get scared off because they're like, whoa, why is someone who isn't Farmer Gibson farming mice nuts? Ah. So, you know, we gotta figure this. And grease dogs, stay away from my fucking shack. No more. Don't come near my shack anymore. I swear. I'm angry. I'm mad. Don't get me mad, bruh. So yeah, go talk to Farmer Gibson. It's right past his farm's right past the slop pit near Sludge Lake. Go check it out. He says he's got big loot. The loot? Ayo. Most importantly, the loot, 5 batteries. 3 packs of raisins, 2 grease barrels, and a coin with a squid on it. He just kind of showed me a little copper coin. It had a squid on it. He had this big old grin on his face. He was going, you know what I mean. And I said, I don't, but I'll put it on the list. So yeah, what's hunting the squirrels? Go figure it out for him. He'll pay you out with the big loot, and you get on the side of the squirrel farmer. Hey, everyone knows to be on the good side of the squirrel farmer. Ayo! It's Big Boy Bali. That's your first quest. Is anyone easy tier, kind of baby tier up? Not something for experienced adventurers, but you know, send your little baby friends out there for their first quest. Hey yo, it could be your starting experience. Whoa, Grease Valley Radio, to you.
Balaloo, balaloo, blarg ball. It's some blarg ball in your house, in your face. Go to your local mall and hit some motherfucker with a blarg ball today. Go do it. Do it for me. The blarg ball and a Tron sponsor league. Ayo, hit him with a blarg ball. You say, you're out. You're out. Yeah, someone else hits some other motherfucker with a big ol' inflatable ball, says you're out. Start a big ol' blarg ball game throughout the whole local mall. All you gotta do, go to a local mall, don't get out, and throw anything you can at that motherfucker. Hey, say yo out. Yo, little girl goes up to you, whack, hits you with her little purse, says You're out, wah. You know, check out for the local blarg ball tournaments near you today. Ayo, check it, blarg ball.
Yeah, it's your boy with an alarm. I don't like to bring sad time alarms, but everyone be warned, if you're traveling on the highways, watch out for some blue theaters. Apparently, there's blue theaters showing up outside of Bullet Rock, around the Golden States, and St. Vegas. If you're traveling on those highways, watch out, because there will be a blue theater and it will play a classic movies. I've heard they're playing some real classics. They got Blue Velvet and Great Gardens. So you pass by and it says Elf. or you pass by and it says Cats the Musical and you want to go check it out, but man, people are coming out changed. They're just different when they come out. They're not talking as much. They hardly say a word anymore, and if they do, it's just muttering to themselves. They start wearing a lot of blue coloring, just a lot of blue clothing. They smoke a ton. They just smoke cigarettes every day. I don't even know how they find it at this point. They waste all their money on the tobacco to roll them up. I've heard that you could find them carving wood in their rooms. They have these little ritual woods that they carve up, and I don't know, they could be making little people dolls, little masks, I don't know. Ever since the Blue Theaters pop up, people are getting fucked up, and I could speak from experience, because my schmeg dealer, Tarek, I can't even get schmeg from this man anymore. He just sits there and smokes his cigarettes at me and stares at me with a hollow wise. He'll mention the Blue Theater and how great the movie was and say like, Bali, you could go catch Mad Max today. They're doing all three of them. And I say, no, I just want some schmeg-tarek, please. So, you know, be safe out there. Be smart out there. Don't be polite. Fuck that shit. Be rude if you need to be rude. Don't let anyone fucking make you feel weird if they're being weird. It's no good. You know, this is a community, and I won't get torn down by stupid Blue Theaters. I look out for you, you look out for me. It's a whole system. We gotta keep it going. So Grease Valley Radio, stick together for you. Yeah, let's forget about that stuff and get to an epic tier quest straight to you. It's the secret of the Grease Fire Forest Vault. The Grease Fire Forest, oh no! And what? A vault hidden deep inside of it with infinite loot? Holy fuck, tell me more. So, the Grease Fire Forest used to be a nation park. A nation's park was kind of like a separatist beauty in America. They say, we are our own nation, and we are our own parks. Our beauty deserves its own nation. And it truly did. There are tons of billion ones. They're the beautiful volcano, lava rock park. Oh, the big Redwood Park. Oh, it was amazing. Now, the Grease Fire Park, the Grease Fire Forest, was mainly known for its geysers. And there's supposed to be a vault in the center of this geyser-filled forest. It's very dangerous. The geysers nowadays spew in all directions. They shoot 100 feet into the sky and then just shoot all around. It's said to toxify now. There's something kind of boiling in there. Once you get it on your skin, it kind of grows out on your skin, turns your skin fluorescent. You could see fluorescent animals and little deers with patches, fluorescent bulbs all over them. It kind of looks like a growing disease, but like, they're not dead, so who knows what it's doing to them. I don't know anyone doing tests and experiments out there, so be very careful. There's a bunch of predators out there, very dangerous. Not even folk, just creatures. They've been kind of morphed ever since money stopped. Like, the night prowlers are a distinct part of Grease Fire Forest, and we have to deal with them sometimes. The Grease Fire Forest is only a few hundred miles south of where the Grease Valley is, so like, we have to be careful. The night prowlers do pilgrimages and migrations all around. Now, a night prowler, they used to look like deers, but now they have razor sharp antlers, these eyes that are kind of glowing. They're like floodlights, they're like a little flashlight of lies, and most importantly, they spew geyser water out of their mouths. They go, spew a bunch of geyser, oh, burn my skin off. Tons of scenes of campers being attacked by the spewing geyser water just coming through a tent and just oh, really just killing the people inside. It's no good. Night prowlers eat the corpses of the geyser water victims. It's terrible, but you gotta watch out for grease boars. Grease boars like to knock you into the geysers. That shit's terrible. Or the boiling gulls. There's like gulls that fly around. They have boiling skin. I've heard if you shoot them or they sky bomb dive at you, they could explode even. They explode with a bunch of geyser water all over the place. It's disgusting. It's horrible. Don't get your skin burnt by a bunch of animals out there. But do look out for the vault out there. Ooh, what's in that vault? Now, what I've heard there's an indestructible underground town right inside of the frickin' nation park, and it's ran by an AI, and the AI never breaks, and it keeps the town going perfectly for forever. I heard they eat cake all day, and they drink the wine of the gods. It's only true happiness and pure enjoyment down there. But who's to say who's down there, and who's to say what it is? Is it a bunch of loot and fame forever down there, or what? Because some of the most recent reports are telling me that there are some quote-unquote elephant folk. Some elephant folk in like these big old green robes. They got floral designs all over them, a bunch of flowers popping out of their shoulder blades, flower tails. And these elephant people with giant tusks coming out of their hoods supposedly go in and out of the vault kind of inconspicuously. There are not tons of reports, but the people who have survived making it to the vault but not getting inside of say that they've seen these people, and this is the elephant folk run the vault inside of the grease fire forest. So I'd like to hear more. I need to know a little bit more about this, and it's a legend quest. Now, legend quests are only put out by the most famous of quest masters, and this is quest master Hidden Box. Now, Hidden Box has been working at quest designs for years, and he has the best loot, the best ideas. His research is impeccable, so you know what you're getting into. But I don't know, not a lot of people talk about making it into the vault and coming back out, and if they have, they definitely don't talk about it. They keep it a hidden mystery. So I want to know what's inside. What quester can tell me? This is for a rosewood quester, a silver quester, or above. I mean, even gold or diamond or ruby elephant tier people should be looking out for this. Firstly, the loot is whatever you can find inside, obviously, is all yours. He just wants to know what's inside of it, much like I do. But he'll also give you a gold card. You know the gold card, baby. Go to a golden market and just be able to afford whatever you need with that gold card. But also 10-15 minute internet chips. Ooh, you want to be on the internet? You want a bunch of internet chips? Hey, get the loot, find out what's inside the secret of the Grease Fire Forest Vault. Ayo, Grease Valley Radio to you.
Yeah, we're looking at a little wrap up here, folks. Let's do a quick checkup. Heyo, checkup. What's your water levels? What you eating tonight? Huh? You eating the good food? You getting all your minerals? You getting all your different colors in there? You know what I mean? You gotta check out for yourself. Hey, I'm working on a big old recipe. I'll bring you a recipe next week. Real easy, real great to make, and it'll fill you up. You gotta focus on that self-care sometimes. You gotta look out for yourself. Make sure your body's happy, because if your body's happy, then your mind will be happy. There's a correlation there, and like almost every religion and folklore will teach you that. So what's up? Ayo, self-care is big, important. And you know, before we get out of here, let's just, hey, what kind of quester are you? After hearing all the quests today and all the different opportunities you could have, I want to hear what you're doing out there and what maybe some of your local quests are. Keep an eye out, because
you know, you could become baby tier all the way to god tier. So tell me what's up. What kind of quester are you? And stick around for more quest opportunities. Get a new recipe next week. Ooh, hear a little about where money went. And some theories on what the fuck happened to all of it. And why it just stopped working. And bring you some supply drops, like always. It's your boy, Big Bumble Bali. Ayo. Hit up the Patreon, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, please. Hit up the Twitter. What kind of quester are you? Hit up the Twitter and tell us now. And, you know, stay safe out there. No blue theaters. Fuck those blue theaters. Stay safe. Hit your boy up. It's Big Bumble Bali with that Grease Valley Radio. Hey, the best of the week. Stick around, because we got more great Grease Valley Radio to you.